is for bondage. Bondage is one of the more fun aspects of BDSM. Sadly, bondage and phone sex is hampered by the fact that it's, well, over the phone. It's not like I can be there to physically restrain you, tie you up, check the tension on the ropes and cuffs, and let you out should a problem arise. This would be why, for the most part, we don't advocate actually restraining yourself in real bondage when you're alone. But, as a fantasy, or with a few tweaks, phone sex bondage is possible. I'd like to introduce you to bondage tape. Bondage tape is a plastic tape, only there's no sticky glue to it. It sticks to you and to itself like clear plastic wrap does. It's washable too, so if you're really cheap, economical, you can reuse it. Keep in mind, if you do choose to reuse it, the bits that came into contact with your cock are now no longer safe to come into contact with anyone else's cock, vagina, or anus. Things to keep in mind when playing with bondage, whether you're with a partner or not. First up, can you get out of the bondage? Your partner should be responsible for this part, which would be why I don't like doing bondage on the phone. I can't personally guarantee that you can get out of the bondage if I'm not there in person. You may want to, at the same time you're adding bondage tape to your fun and games, also add in EMT scissors. Always be prepared to cut your way out of any bondage. Even your really expensive hemp ropes. Secondly, be aware of your circulation when in bondage. They're your fingers, toes, and other extremities. Keep track of how you're feeling. It's your job to tell your partner if there's a problem, so they can refer to the first consideration and get you out of the bondage. Numbness, tingling, coldness, and feeling like you're on fire are all bad things, and are signs that the bondage needs to be removed, adjusted, or otherwise tweaked. Lastly, keep track of how long you've been in any one position. In rope bondage, there's one tie that if you stay in that position too long, your lungs will fill with fluid and you'll drown. Die. Dead. That's bad, by the way. Other positions can pinch nerves, leading to nerve damage and circulation issues. Staying in any one position for too long can have serious repercussions. 10 minutes in any one position is a good baseline, with check-ins every couple of minutes after that if you simply must keep going. Small position changes mean a lot in terms of being able to sustain your bondage session. My final words on bondage. This is your take-home message, guys. You want the thrill of being restrained, the joy of being coerced into compromising positions, the sheer animal ecstasy of being dominated and controlled, then you need to be aware of the risks with self-bondage. If those risks are too high for you, and they better be, then you need to go find yourself an experienced, responsible dom in real time to tie you up. Or you can call me, and I'll tell you stories about what I've done to helpless males caught in my web. And maybe fry your synapses, telling you what I wish I could do to you once I had you properly secured. Helpless, whining and pleading, sweaty and panting for me, begging for just, please, could I just touch a little, please? For more, visit my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or call me at 1-800-601-7259 and beg for Harper.